Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. But my mama told me, you better shop around.
I tell my son to shop around and to make sure it's the right one, right? And so your mama told you to shop around. Keep your freedom for as long as you can now. Don't be sold on the very first one now. And pretty girls come a dime a dozen. So take your time and shop around.
Definitely shop around.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And that is our opening song from The Miracles. And this is your Mother's Day segment, along with that was a little bit of Dating Advice from The Miracles. And so we're going to find out more about how much we love our mothers and the advice that they give to us. And welcome Halima. Welcome Trish. Welcome Ed to Tan Talk Radio. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show because your mama told you. Right?
And mama knows best.
That's right. So we are going today, what we're going to be talking about is Mother's Day. First of all, I'd like to welcome Trish. Welcome back. How was the ceremony for your daughter?
Thank you. It was so good.
Congratulations.
I was so happy she made it through 2 years of schooling for med school, which is grueling to say the least.
But congratulations to her and your family. And so there's a lot more to come in a new chapter. So congratulations, Mackenzie. And Halima, how are you doing today? You just like roadrunner did like a 90 degree turn in here. Welcome.
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me.
both of you look gorgeous. So thank you for coming. Was the traffic okay?
Oh, thank you for having me. And I'm really sorry that I'm late.
Oh, you're not late? You're perfect. That's my time right there. That's the beauty of someone like me. I'm always like dashing around. It works out perfect. So, and Ed, thank you for being here. Hello to you in there. And so he's in there. He's preparing for our show for sure.
He is.
So welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show to all of you out there. And again, my name is Tracy. And I'm with Trish and Halima, and Renee will be joining us later. And we have a guest in today, Dr. Ozzo, who's a veterinarian. And we've got some great songs coming from Train and Leon Womack, so stay tuned. The purpose of our show, and first of all, I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. And if you're not, then change your mindset. And remember, today is a gift and a new page in your book. Don't let yesterday bring you down, and don't think too hard about tomorrow, because your story is unwritten. And it's your book, it's your life to create a story you choose. So make it count. And that's my segue to what we are about here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So at the Shrink and Wrap Show, what are we? Well, we're actually a show that we tie in licensed therapists. And we take licensed therapists, and then we tie in opinions from the raps on a certain topic. And we tie in the songs, and we use those lyrics so you have three points of view on a topic. So we're just getting together. We're in this together in this beautiful thing called life. But we all have a lot of the same common issues sometimes. And I think it's important to share. And then you learn from others and know you're not alone, because nobody should be alone. So we're here to lift your spirits and to navigate you through this thing called life. And so you matter. And our main focus is to find balance of happiness. So I would, first of all, like to let everyone know that this show is based on suggestions and opinions. And again, it's based on suggestions and opinions. And what we're going to talk about today, there's so much more information. So we're just giving you a little bit of what's out there about Mother's Day. But whenever I start this show, I always want everyone to know there's an app called Shazam. When you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tan Talk Radio, the lyrics of the song is part of this hour. I put a lot of time into finding the right songs that fit the topics into our show. And that's for you to for it to unlock some secrets in your soul that you might not even know. So please listen to all the lyrics throughout the show. I will definitely remind you. Trish, Halima, y'all remind me too. Ed, you remind me. But what we're going to do first is we're going to start off with our Loosen Up song. Ed, you got it for us. Kickoff to Train. Pat Monahan, the lead singer of Train, just released that song literally a week ago. What did you ladies think about that?
I liked it. Yellow's happiness, right?
Yellow is happy, and it's in his dream. And actually, Yellow Dress brought our friendship together, didn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you about that in 1 second. Ed, did you like that new tune?
The music was all right.
No, did you hear the lyrics? It's every man's dream to have a yellow dress that you see through
hello. You didn't let me finish. I'm looking at the video and it's kind of creepy.
Oh, yes.
It is.
It looks like this little ghost in the yellow dress is floating around out
there.
Well,
he's dreaming about it.
He can't get her out
because he doesn't know who it is.
You're telling me a man dreams about a woman without a face? Come on.
So it could be any woman,
He's got a dream of a woman.
No
and
man dreams about a dress with no woman in it. There's no woman in that dress.
Anyway, I absolutely love the song. And what I feel about it is it's got an uplifting beat to it. Okay. And when you listen to all the lyrics, he's dreaming about a woman that he hasn't met, right? Did you hear the lyrics? How'd you take it?
I didn't know it was someone who he hadn't met. I took it that it was someone that maybe he had met and she moved on, but he couldn't get her out of his mind.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. What about you, Halima?
I think it could be anything you want it to be. You know, you're having one of those off day and you just want life to take you to a dream place. And I think the song is perfect for that.
I think it's a great escape song for a guy or for a woman. So it says here, I'll tell you what it says right here, according to, oh my gosh, Sunken Forest. It says, a long yellow dress trained frontman Pat Monahan says, have you ever had a dream more real than reality? Me too, he says. There she is in a long yellow dress. Do you know her? It's obvious that I'm supposed to find her, so I can't stop looking. She's out there somewhere. Wow. So I just...
he saw her in the audience probably at one of his concerts, and he's dreamt about her ever since.
Yeah, and he's also married to her. He's also married. He's got a lovely wife, and he actually has a lovely family, and he has a son. I think his name is Rock, and I think Rock is starting his own band.
Nice.
He's got his little band because he takes them on tour. So I'll tell you a little bit about my story with Train some other time, but I loved him back in the day. I think I put him on the map in Tampa because no one really knew about him back then, and I'm like, oh, you got to listen to these songs. So I'm just saying that I'm a big fan
probably
of his.
Do.
But what I love about this song too is Halima and Trish, you all know, and Ed, this is a true story. I saw Yellow Dress in the window at Safety Harbor Spa, and I go there from time to time with friends and or by myself or downtime, whatever. And I was walking by it, and that's how I met our sweet Halima right here, who owns Coco B, that is at the bottom of Safety Harbor Spa. And that yellow dress is why you and I, why you're sitting here, and why we're friends to this day. That was like a year and a half ago, right?
You see, the song is perfect. That's the yellow dress connects, and it connected us, so it's perfect.
That's what I mean. It brought us together. So I personally have a personal, I mean, my friendships have grown here. I love Train, and I thought, wow, that's kind of crazy. So thank you, Train. Ed, any comments after that?
I'm scarred for life.
But we're wearing yellow dresses.
You have faces. You're not getting it.
But that's what I mean. So we're starting Train song right here. We're rolling the energy out because what he wants this song to be about is to lift women's spirits up, and men, whoever, and to dance. He wants a great song for people to dance to. And by the way, he is coming in concert here, I believe, August the 20th. Let me get my notes right here. And Ed, do you like REO Speedwagon?
Yeah, I grew up with REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And how about you ladies?
Oh, yeah.
REO Speedwagon is a major, major, they are a great band, but they will be here with Train on their summer road trip 2024 tour. So they will be at Mid-Florida. And so get your tickets and wear your yellow dress, and maybe you'll see us there. I've gone to so many Train concerts. I'm actually kind of embarrassed about it, but I'm going to go one more time. I get kind of embarrassed, but anyway.
I'm thinking maybe it's insert your own face, like insert the face of who you want it to be.
Yeah, for the night. Well, Ed's got a girlfriend. It better be your girlfriend.
Well, look, if in real life you see that floating like that, you're running. There's something wrong. It's not floating like a kite.
Yeah. I liked it. Well, maybe they didn't have too much time, but anyway.
The song was good.
Yeah, we get it. We get it from a woman's point of view. But I would like to go back really quick. Thank you, Train. We're going to spread the word of yellow dresses. Mother's Day is coming up. Wear yellow. It's happy. Mm-hmm. Wear it with your friends. Wear it with your family. Go out, buy a yellow dress, and dance with your friends. And I don't care what tune it is to or what music it is to. Enjoy your day and live your happy life. Summer's here. Have a great time.
And go to Coco B. Do you have some great yellow dress?
That's where I got my yellow dress, long yellow dress. But there's only one person that'll see through it. I was going to leave it at that.
I also love that.
I also have a beautiful yellow dress.
I was hoping to wear that today.
Well, yeah, I was trying to, but your hubby will see it. Your hubby will see it.
Absolutely.
It's in my car. I'm going to the beach after this.
Yes. Sweet. You want to go get it? Go run out and get it. I can hold some time.
Sure. It's a perfect see-through dress as well.
Yeah, no, I'll bring it. No, you got to bring it. Okay, I didn't think we would, but now let's just do this spontaneously. Yeah. So while we're waiting for that hot yellow dress from Coco B. Halima, I do want to talk about the first song. The first song was Shop Around. And does anyone know, Ed, I know you can look, but does anyone know who sings that song? Like, I already told you, but do you know who else was involved in that song?
I know it's the Miracles, but
the Miracles and Halima.
No,
Trish?
I'm not familiar.
My mom.
No. Come get the dress. So I didn't know this till this morning as I'm doing my show right before the show. Shop Around is a song originally recorded by the Miracles. You're right, Ed, since I just gave that answer, on Motown Records. But it was written by the Miracles' lead singer at the time, Smokey Robinson.
No way.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. And I love Smokey Robinson. And I did not know that until today. So, and in Motown Records, it was founder Barry Gordon was also, Gordy was also involved in that. And it became a smash hit in 1960. And so anyway, it reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart. So FYI, learn something every day. See, what's amazing to me, and Ed, you are an engineer, you hear all kinds of music, and Halima, there's so many songs out there that you really don't know what it's about or who sings it. I've heard that all my life, and I know Smokey Robinson. I just didn't know Smokey Robinson sang it. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, I mean, that's how some of them got their start. Early, they were in a group, and then they broke away and went on their own.
But we don't know until we kind of do our homework. And in life, we probably should know everything we're singing and who's singing it, too, a little bit.
Or what Smokey Robinson went on to do things like cruising and something
cruising.
Like that.
Cruising. Yeah, that's right. So I would, when Trish is bringing from Coco B. It is the yellow dress.
It is beautiful.
The one that looks the best. I love it. So, Halima, tell us a little bit about this dress and why you picked this dress out for Coco B.
I love bright colors.
Yes,
for me, it's all about happiness.
Yes.
And yellow is one of my favorite colors, although you think I'll wear a lot more. But when Trish walked in my boutique, I was like, this dress is for you. And of course, she fell in love with it. And it was a perfect match.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah, and you pull it off so well.
Yes, she does. She pulls everything off for sure. But I love that. But you see how the yellow kind of brought you to her as well. So
such a happy color. So much to yellow. Mm-hmm. Like, you're having a bad day, you just put on something yellow and it just automatically illuminates everything else around you.
Well, and they say that too in your room. If you need a little something to brighten a room up because it's all brown or it's monochromatic, you just add a little brass or some yellow. So I like Train Song. I think it's going to go a long ways for happiness, and it shows all about happy. So when we get started, we're going to be talking a little bit today about Mother's Day, and then we have Dr. Ozza coming in. But before I get going with our topic, I'd like to thank my sponsor, first of all, thank you for sponsoring this show. It means everything to me, just thank you. And I'd also like to mention Joey James the Label. You've heard of Joey James the Label, right? Mm-hmm. So Joey James the Label is having 75% off joeyjamesthelabel.com. joeyjamesthelabel.com. Her purses are timeless. Okay, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is Sherry is actually my best friend, and I got all my stuff in here. So when her mom sadly had passed away, she named, there's my mace. Don't mess with me.
That didn't go off.
I have mine in my purse as well.
I'm kind of glad it didn't go off either.
Show would have ended real quick.
I could have, there's a lot I could say about that. But anyway, so you know I carry mace now. All right, so anyway, this is called the Norma. And the Norma bag is 75% off. This was named after her mother. My mother and her mother were best friends. And these are timeless. And it's a hipster. It goes around your waist. And they come in different colors, including yellow. And I also, she named this bag after me. It's called the Tracy bag. I hate using my name third person. I think it's a little weird. I've never said it on the show. Thank you, Sherry, Joey the James Label. But what this is, because of my ADD and dysfunction, as you can tell, I said, I need something with makeup, I need my earbuds, I need my water, I need my iPad. This is like a mini briefcase for anyone. She has a website sale, 75% off, so I'm just sharing with you. You can put your water bottle in here. There's
beautiful.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. And it's timeless. That's the beauty of it. And it's genuine leather. The earbuds, I could put my earbuds in here. earbud compartment. It has a makeup compartment. It has a place for your water bottles. And it also fits your Apple computer and iPad. So JoeyJamesTheLabel.com, 75% off. I don't know while supplies last. So just sharing.
Fit your small purse. It's the big purse.
Yeah, then I put the Norma inside mine so I can take mine. And then if I don't want everything in there, then I could put the Norma on and keep that, you know, where I need to keep it.
And all the colors are beautiful. She has, I don't know how many, probably every color you can think of.
Yeah, and she has so many purses. What I love about them, Halima, is they're timeless. They're just timeless. So, and 75% off is a big deal. So thank you. And thank you for sponsoring us, Sherry, at the beginning. And we've given away a couple of those. So they make great Mother's Day gifts. So, and also I'd like you to visit hsn.com. hsn.com, Mother's Day is around the corner. So I want to mention that. And I also would like to mention, I met a guy here last week on Tan Talk Radio. We are right here in Clearwater. He has a show called Healthy Children and Family. And it's on Sundays at 7 o'clock. And I promised him to give him a shout out. I listened to his show last night. He gives positive messages, and I'm all about that. I like to give credit to people who are doing positive things in the community, and he was one of them. So check him out, Healthy Children and Families, on Sundays right here at Tan Talk Radio on 7 p.m. So I wanted to get all that in because I never get it in, and then that's that. And so Mother's Day is around the corner, and we thank you both. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
So, who can anyone answer? Who started Mother's Day? Ed, you're in this quiz trivia. I feel important because I really don't know much, so I learn it before my show.
I'm thinking a mother somewhere.
A mother who, a daughter who had a great mother.
Very good.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
All right, that sounds good. But see, isn't it interesting? We celebrate Mother's Day, but we don't know the history of it. And like I said, there's a lot more information. So there was a lady by the name of Anna Maria Jarvis, and she was the founder of Mother's Day in the United States. Her mother had frequently expressed a desire to establish such a holiday. And after her mother's death, Jarvis led the movement for Mother's Day. So I just want you to know, I think that's kind of interesting. Read more about that. And does anyone have an idea of what president approved it? Don't look. Do you know your presidents?
You know, every time I guess on here,
I'm bad. And listen, when I ask, do you know your presidents, I'm being funny because he's a student here.
I would say Roosevelt. I don't know why.
Roosevelt?
I don't know.
That sounds good. At least you know Roosevelt. Yeah. That's for everyone.
Eleanor Pinkett.
Yes. Well, it was President Woodrow. Wait, Ed?
Oh, Woodrow Wilson.
You already gave it away.
Well, then you say it.
Woodrow Wilson.
You're dead. That's the winner. See? I didn't give it totally because you didn't know his last name, so you know your presidents. You get an A for today. Yay. So May 9th, 1914, President Wilson declares National Mother's Day. So I think that is that's something you learn. You know, you learn something new every day. You learn it here at Shrink and Wrap Show.
Well, and as they should have a Mother's Day, right? Yeah. Because we're all mothers, and we know that is the biggest, hardest job in the world.
Yes. I agree. Second.
But rewarding. I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a great way.
No, and I totally agree. I mean, I do want to give him, I just want to say, it says President Woodrow Wilson is usually seen as the father of Mother's Day. I want you to keep that in mind because this came from approval of a president. So anyway, and I will say this, and then I'm going to, we're going to get into Mother's Day. So on the lady that brought it on, she also denounced it because that she denounced the commercialization of the day because she urged people to stop buying Mother's Day flowers, cards, and candies because it became too commercialized for her. What's your point of view on that? It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, for me, rather than having a gift, I want time. I want to go do something. Right. Like mothers, we always go boating because I love boating.
So you're heading there right after the show, aren't you?
And that's what we do. So I like an activity that we can all do together.
Right. And you know, and that's what I was going to ask. What do mothers want for Mother's Day? Well, usually the typical answer is to be with her children and spend time with them.
Mm-hmm. Right? I love that.
Yeah, me too. And it's putting the quality back and the experiences. It's the experiences that matter in our life.
Making memories.
Yes, making memories. So I've got all that. So Halima, tell us a little bit about your history, and I want to hear, you know, this was your idea today to talk a little bit more about Mother's Day in depth and what we sacrifice. And I said, will you come on the show today? Because I got the Yellow Dress song, and that's how I met you, and blah, blah, blah. So tell me a little bit about your history.
So I grew up in a small country in South America called Guyana, in a tiny village. I mean, there were probably about 50 homes in the village I grew up. I always think of my mom as my superhero, because I didn't grow up having TV or anything like that. And there's so many amazing memory about my mother, especially, we didn't have much. I mean, having electricity or even having running water was a luxury for me growing up. Mm-hmm. And I watched my mom, she would get up every morning, she got 5 kids dressed for school, she made sure there was always food on the table, and then she took all her spare time to plant a garden. Every spot she got around her home was a garden, not just for us to eat, but also to sell and provide for the family.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing, her strength and endurance and just raising strong kids as well.
Yeah, and what's the most distinctive memory of your mom growing up over there?
I would say I love to watch her gardening, because as much as it was work and hot sun and everything that goes into work, she enjoyed it. She loved just doing it from sunrise to sunset while taking care of her family, and she was happy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What is the best advice your mom gave you as a child?
I would say virtue. Yeah. My mom always, she didn't say much, but when she did, it was so powerful and so impactful that I use it to today. I mean, it's just one of those things. You don't have to say a lot to get through to your kids, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And as a mother, what is your best advice to your sons? You have 2 sons, and what advice do you give your sons? What's the best advice you can give
I
as a
would
mom?
Say just be true to yourself, and don't be afraid to set boundaries and say no.
Yeah.
I think, especially growing up in a time, you know, in today's world, we have to remind our kids that it's okay to be themselves and also to be able to say no and set those core values.
Right. And Trish?
How? And to shop around.
And to shop around.
You have daughters, I have sons.
Exactly.
You
know? They need to go shopping together.
We need to get them to mingle.
Yeah, but across the board, we're all moms, and we love our children, and moms of sons. It's definitely around the world. I think it was Marvin Gaye, he said, mother, mother. You know, there's a lyric. It says, far too many of you are crying, and we just want our boys to be safe and our men to be safe in this world, and we are all mothers in this world, so our heart goes to everyone. We all have the common denominator of love for our kids, and it's Mother's Day, and I think we can all say that with confidence, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Halima, was there a time you realized that your mom was a pillar of your community?
Absolutely. So my mom not only raised 5 of us in a time in a country that had so little bit, even basic necessities were scarce in my country, like flour or potatoes that you take for granted in America. My mom not only took care of 5 of us, she also took in other kids in the neighborhood that needed help, and she never took a dime from any of them. I remember my dad had this good friend, and his son needed to go to a better school in the part of the country they lived. He couldn't make it to school back and forth, and my parents took him in, and my mom tended to him like she was to us, morning, noon, night, and made sure he had a decent education. So she was always one of those women that went above and beyond.
Is your mom with us today?
Yes, she is, and I love her. I'm not always perfect, but I should be a better daughter, I know that.
Oh, my mom's whipping me to shape daily. Oh, I feel like I'm at home getting ready to get restrictions. She keeps me straight.
My mom lives in New York, so I get to visit her often, And she's healthy and strong and still vibrant, and I think she loves yellow as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story, because you are a mother, and we wanted to hear, you know, your story. You mentioned this, the sacrifices that mothers take. I know my mom made a lot of sacrifices. Trish, do you have any words?
Yeah.
As a mom and to your your mom.
Yeah. My mom's no longer here, yeah. but she was a great mom when yeah. she was. And she actually went back to work when I was in high school. I mean, went back to school. She was a nurse, and she went back to be a nurse practitioner. And she was the first nurse practitioner in Hillsborough County.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's yeah. right, because you brought it. Yeah. Wasn't it in that newspaper we talked about?
Uh-huh. I do have an article about it.
That's right.
She was a pioneer in her industry.
And you pass along the things you taught from generation in generation to your daughters as well, mm-hmm. right?
And so I have her stethoscope and some of her things for my daughter once she becomes the doctor.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's nice. Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. Was mm-hmm. it a secret, or does she know now?
She knows I have it. She doesn't know my plans yet.
Okay, well, that's good. I love that, Trish. I love uh-huh. that. I love it. And Ed, do you have any remarks about Mother's Day? Not to put you on the spot.
I'm not a mother.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I can tell you it was a woman that brought you in the world. I hate to say it.
I can tell you that maybe a great Mother's Day gift, guys, is maybe that purse that Tracy's got there.
I know. I'm going on that website.
Well, it's 75% off, and it is timeless. But it
comes with a baby purse, too.
Yeah, and it has a mini. Yeah, the Norma. The Norma's named after her sweet mother.
No. Oh. You're confusing guys.
Oh, okay.
The purse.
Just by both.
The purse with purse. That's it.
Yeah, that's you know, what got me was the 75% off, because that's the only math I can do.
Yeah, 75% is definitely the way to go.
Was there room for a folding chair in that thing?
Probably. Well, again, this is my ADD purse, because I could put everything in it, and that's why she did it.
And y'all wonder why your arms and shoulders hurt.
Yeah, it is. That's right. We have a lot to carry. Mm. Hey, when we were carrying our babies when they were young, their diaper bag, the groceries, right. It's a lot.
That's what makes us great mothers, right?
Yes. I got to say, for me, my mother, I love her. I'm grateful for what she did. My mom made a lot of sacrifices too, and we've been talking about those sacrifices, and I thank her every day. And also, being a mother is, to me, it made me realize what life is about. I mm-hmm. absolutely love motherhood. I thought when I was pregnant, I was going to have babysitters lined up. I was going to keep my two-seater car. Yeah. And then I was on the PTA till 10th grade. My son was like, Mom, you got to stop. I'm like, okay. So anyway.
Yeah, but it's a great gift to be able to be a mother.
I have to put in this little part. So I remember my second child when I took him to the daycare, and as I'm walking in, 3 months old, I already paid the deposit, I'm walking out, tears down, I said, call my husband, I'm like, honey, this is it. I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And I did it. I mean, I work from home, but I did mm-hmm. it for all those years, and the best thing I ever did. Yeah. Never, mm-hmm. no regrets.
And it's good that you were lucky that you were to be able to do that, but regardless, they say, like, you should always spend good quality time. I read things like 20 minutes a day, always have dinner with your kids. Even how busy, life gets super busy, but if you just spend 20 to 30 minutes and have a good meal with your kids, I think that's great advice for mothers, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I think at the meal table with your family, or if it's just you and your daughter or son, it really makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And quality time in the car, right?
Right.
So, women buy 80% of all Mother's Day cards. And I just want to talk really quick. Gifts. Traditional gifts remain popular with flowers and greeting cards. They're favored by 74% of all shoppers in special outings like dinners or brunches. They say that $7 billion is spent on jewelry. Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
Special outings, $5.9 billion. Electronics, $3.5 billion. Flowers, $3.2 billion. Greeting cards, $1.1 billion. That's incredible. And mm-hmm. I'm with you guys. I'm really big about time. Just spend the time with me and have brunch with me. And a big hug makes a big difference. So for all you mothers out there, we're just starting to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. We have another week, and we will talk more about it. But I want you all to have it in your heart. You got a week and a half to go. And, you know, cherish the time with your mother and love her. It's an unconditional love. And there's one song that I definitely, to me, it's a go-to song, I think, for all mothers, and that I dedicate, and we all, I think, dedicate to our children. So let's take a listen to Leanne Romach.
Thank you. mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do.
Ed, for playing that song, and I hope you dance. And that, to me, I'll probably play next week again, because to all, to my mother, to my son, I mean, I think from all mothers to their mothers, from their mothers, all of us can agree that that song says it all. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
I want to cry when I hear that song.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah, it's just such a big, powerful message. So happy Mother's Day out there. And we're not done yet. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater, Florida. So what our show is about is it's an unconditional love show, but it's also finding happiness. And our show, we break it down to giving, receiving. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the nonprofits that are going on, because we do like to give, and our small businesses give back, like Halima Cocoa Bee. She is the owner and founder of Cocoa Bee at Safety Harbor, and it's people like her that work hard and that give back to the community to offer people to help nonprofits. So what mm-hmm. do you got for nonprofits?
Okay, well, I'm going to start out. Of course, I have to talk about my dogs.
Yes. Oh, for all the dog moms out there, too.
Oh, that's
if you
right.
Don't have
and
kids,
cat moms.
And cat moms yeah. and dog moms, you matter, too.
That's right. And if you don't have one and you want one,
where's Ginger?
The Pet Resource Center is hosting a mega dog adoption event May 17th through 19th at the Strawberry Festival Fairgrounds. Uh-huh. And I'm with Bob Barker, Spay and Neuter Your Pets, because there's such an overpopulation and poor little animals that need homes. So if you need a dog, go out there and check it out.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sunday, May 12th for Mother's Day, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is hosting a Mother's Day brunch, and it's a family-friendly event with a tea party menu and live music, and proceeds go to the marine life at the aquarium. Nice. So that would be a good way to make a memory with your mom and your family.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the 13 Ugly Men Derby Party, May 4th. That's this weekend at the Spa Beach at the St. Pete Pier.
Mm-hmm.
Come in your finest dress, hat, bow tie, and linens for a fun time.
Can you wear a yellow dress?
Yeah, you can wear your yellow dress and your big yellow hat with
sweet.
The flowers. And the benefiting charity is the Academy Prep Center of St. Pete.
That's
for
so
that
nice.
Event.
That's so nice. Well, thank you.
And then one
Let's
more.
Hear it all. I want to hear it all.
This one kind of goes along with our theme here with music. And Monday, May 13th, it's a music bingo fundraiser.
Nice.
That's at the Irish 31 Pub on Swan Ave in Tampa. Uh-huh. Players will listen for billboard hits listed on their bingo cards to complete a row and win bingo.
I love bingo. I like to play with my grandma. Uh-huh. I love bingo.
And this is music instead of numbers. So
nice.
It's right up our alley.
I love it.
It's a $5 donation per card, and the proceeds go to the Small But Mighty Heroes, which is a childhood cancer nonprofit.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, yeah.
I love that. So, giving back, you can go have fun and give back to the community, and that's the balance of life is giving back. Mm-hmm. So, we appreciate all those that information. Which one are you going to go to? Are you going to go to any
Let's go do bingo.
Bingo. I like bingo. All right.
And I think our moms will be proud of us because we're doing what they did.
Yeah.
Back. Yes.
I would like to go adopt another dog, but it would be either probably my husband or another dog. So
now you just do
I have
it.
To be smart.
Now you do it, you don't tell him, you throw him in the back room, you just don't say nothing and let it appear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You've got cats, right?
Your I do. My boys rescued two beautiful kittens. Now they're starting to grow up. So I don't know what the age went from kitten to cat, but they're about 8 months to about a year.
That's so still kittens, I think.
Okay.
I always say if you get one in the same color, your neighbors don't know how many you have. Just get the same, so you don't have to be the crazy cat lady.
Right.
Yeah. I'm okay with that now. If you'd asked me a year ago, I would have told you, what are you talking about? No, I cannot live without my cats.
That's right.
They're my world.
I know. I love my cats. I have a zoo at home, too.
You have cats and dogs.
I have cats. I have a zoo, literally. Yeah. But
that's okay. That's good.
My cats, it's crazy, but I'll have to
people
talk about
who
that.
Love animals, they have a certain personality, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, if your dogs growl at somebody, let me ask you
take
something.
Take the warning.
Ed, I'm just curious. If you have a pet, and I don't know where Ginger is, but I'd like her to come in. I know that's not her name, but that's my nickname for her. But if your animal growls at somebody you're dating, because we were talking a little bit about dating, we're going to carry on this series. Yeah, if your pet doesn't like the new, smell in your house, what do you do about that?
That's a tough one.
Wait, what? Back that up again. If
your pet, if you're like you had a dog or your cat or a bird, if they don't like the new person that you've invited in your life, like it could be a friend or a date, would you take that personally, or would you really raise an eyebrow to that?
Well, I had a person that didn't like the dog.
Oh.
And the dog kind of looked at it like, next week I'll be here and you won't.
And he was right.
I knew I liked you. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, because they could go. I don't know. I think there's something up with that, don't you?
Well, two dogs and nothing comes between us. Nothing.
You know, they don't call it animal instinct for no reason.
You are so right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of dogs, for all you dog lovers and all you dog moms and dog cats out there, Dr. Ozzis should be, I thought she was going to be, she's going to be here probably next week, but there's an app called Pet Harmony. And you can download that Pet Harmony app, and then you can be at home at 2 a.m. They can be itching their ears, they can be sick from their stomach ache, and you can go on this Pet Harmony app, and it will help you. You can get right in touch with a vet without getting in your car, stressing out the cat or the dog, and getting somewhere by 2 a.m. You know what I mean? And then Pet Harmony. Yeah. I've got it downloaded. I plan on doing it myself. I haven't had a chance to do it, but again, petharmony.com. And Dr. Ozza will be here.
So we need to do Pet Harmony app and Joey James the label.
Yeah, Joey James the label. And actually, here she is right here. Hey. Dr. Ozza, come on in with Pet Harmony. App, how are you doing? And look what she's wearing. The yellow skirt.
Right.
Thank you.
Hi.
Come on in and take the mic. And we've got probably about a couple of minutes here. Thank you for coming over here. And what I was going to do, Dr. Ozza, last week she was on. You weren't here. Thank you, Halima, for switching. You can, I know. I thank you so much for coming. You had a busy day. These ladies have busy days, and they make it to the show. Thank you. These are my reps. These are my friends. And you have a lot. I told you, I thought cum laude was the last name. I was a student. And I'm not kidding. I was at a graduation funny. Cum laude. I go, oh, my gosh, that's a big family. And then Rosie goes, I know. I'm like, oh, you were a C student, too. So anyway, you have all these degrees. Can you just brief us really quick? Because I did not give the right introduction to you last week. But you're a veterinarian that created Pet Harmony, the CEO and founder of Pet Harmony. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? And then we're going to get into heat with our pets.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me in the show again.
Yeah, thank you. You're part of our family.
Awesome.
You are part of our family. Thank you for being here.
So I'm proud to be a vet for about over 23 years.
Yeah.
And during this time too, I owned two practices in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
And then I also have an MBA from MIT, and I acquired a couple of certificates, one from also MIT and one from Harvard. And it's all about business. It's all business certificates, trying to learn and survive and do the best so we can take care of our pets.
Yes, and I went to introduce you last week, and it was like a foreign language. She's got all these degrees, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's quick summary to it.
Impressive credentials.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But congratulations to your new business, Pet Harmony. I will be having it. We are kind of pressed for a little bit of time, so what I think we'll do is today, I want to talk really quick about the summer heat with our pets.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about hurricane season with our pets next time you come on. So
awesome.
Can you tell us signs of a heat stroke with our kids? Can you educate our listeners
Absolutely.
About that? Signs of heat stroke.
First of all, dogs and cats breathe differently, regulate their temperature differently than us.
Yeah.
So for dogs, they regulate their temperatures through their pad, a little bit through their pads, but also through painting. Cats, the regulator heats a little bit through their blood vessels in the ears. So if there is extreme heat, it's a problem for dogs and cats. Because there is no sweat. There's no sweat like us. We just run in the heat, we can sweat, we can regulate our temperature. And that comes like when you see a dog with the symptoms like very excessive panting in dogs, that's indication of a heat stroke.
Excessive panting.
Excessive panting is number one sign. They're like hanging their tongue out and just like seeking help because they're having difficulty regulating their temperature. The second thing, also their mucous membrane becomes really red and congested red. So you know that they're definitely in trouble.
What's a mucous membrane like?
Which is a gum.
Okay,
sorry.
The gum. I know, C student, Dr. Aza. So I do know with the gums, if they're white, that's a problem too. Yes. So if they're really red, you can look their gums up. Okay, sorry.
You know, no worries at all. And then sometimes also they get the, like if it's very excessive and they're having a hard time regulating, they almost stumble. They get dizzy. Mm-hmm. They have mental dullness, and we don't want to. Of course, we don't want to get to that, right? To that point.
Right.
And then also that can affect the organs, and then vomiting, diarrhea, the difficulty breathing, and even clotting. They cannot clot well, so it becomes internal as well.
Right.
And the reason for that is when it's they cannot regulate the heat. The brain starts swelling, so they actually can die from it. So because of swelling of brains and also organ failures, for example, the kidney, the liver, nothing, works right anymore.
Right.
So organ failure can also kill them. The swelling in the brain, then the mental dullness, and then they pass out and die. So we have to recognize all the signs. It's so critical to save our pets. If you see a cat panting, because cats don't pant to regulate their temperature, this is a crisis. So this is an emergency. Like, you have to call the ER immediately and take your cats in there.
Or you could go on Pet Harmony.
And of course. Yeah. And then you contact us
anytime. Don't forget about your business.
Hey, you know, like Pet Harmony 24/7. Ask all the questions. We'll give you all the tips to prevent heat stroke and all that stuff.
And in 60 seconds, you will have a vet on call if your pet is giving those signs. So that's another reason to have that.
Yes,
so absolutely. How long for a walk, like in this heat?
And how to prevent heat stroke from happening.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to remove them from the heat, right? Mm-hmm. So bring them in a cooler area. Make sure you offer them water. Don't force them to drink, because if they're mentally dull and then cannot drink, it can cause aspiration pneumonia. If they want to drink, fine. If they don't want to drink, just leave them alone.
Right.
And then make sure there's fans. You have to create like airflow.
Right.
So turn the, even though the AC, you still have to create airflow as well. Turn the fans on. Make sure like with a, I want to get back to also the breeds that are most susceptible.
That's
are
amazing.
The thick hair, thick coat, a lot of hair, long coat dogs. But also the short snouts, which is the brachycephalic breeds, like bugs, you know, the pug and
the bulldogs and
boxers and all the short snouts. You just have to be very, very careful with them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then also once you get him, remove him from the heat, offer water, create airflow, the AC. Make sure, like, also in the back of the dog, just get a towel, wet the towel with cold water, and put it on the back of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And as the towel gets warmer because of the heat on the body, just swap that to a cooler water.
Right.
And it's actually okay to offer ice cubes, but make sure the ice cubes are going to be smaller, because you don't want them to accidentally swallow that and cause issue or break their teeth because they're too big. So ice water could be okay. So there's a lot and also like to prevent it too, just make sure that don't make them walk on pavement when it's hot. That can burn their paws. It's actually very common that people don't realize that. Make sure they don't exercise in the middle of the day. Make sure also, if you want to take them out, take him out early morning or late at night if you want him to walk a little bit more.
Yeah.
But during the day, if they really need to go out, just have them go out to do their business and bring him right back.
And be careful with their paws on the pavement.
It burns. Yeah. Like, I got, like, a lot of emergencies. Like, it peels off, it burns, and it's really serious problems as well.
And they have the portable water bottles now. I'm going to have to go in 1 minute for a closing song, but... Oh, okay. One second. The portable, thank you for that. Thank you. But the portable water bottles, they collapse, yes. So you can take those with you.
Yes.
So thank you for all that information, and thank you for driving all the way out here
today.
Dr. Oz is going to be part of our Shrink and Wrap family, as well as Halima. And we've got Renee on the phone. Thank you, Dr. Oz. Go to petharmony.com. I'm downloading my app soon, and I think Trish will be too, right?
Yep, since
thank
I
you.
Leave.
So thank you. So. Thank you. We're going to go to entertainment. Renee, I feel bad. We're down on time. We have 1 minute. 1 minute, my
right.
friend. Thank
all
you
right,
for
girl.
Calling in, girl. Thank you. What you got?
Happy Thursday. We got a couple concerts. Brooks and Dunn is the reboot tour, May 4th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
Busch Gardens is the same thing. Food and Wine Festival this Saturday, May 4th,
uh-huh.
is Boys Like Girls. It's 7 p.m. And May 5th is 38th Festival. And they're on at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Tracy Wine, one great mention here that's secular, is Cece Winan is an incredible gospel Christian artist. She's going to be she's doing the Goodness Tour,
uh-huh.
and she's going to be at Bell Coach Church in Brandon,
mm-hmm.
at 2102 Bell Store Road.
Mm-hmm.
Look her up on Ticketmaster. She is amazing.
Okay.
Also, we have some notable festivals. Really quick, the Riverfest, May 3rd on Friday, 5:30 to 11:30 in Curtis Hickson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple markets to be noted on, St. Pete Sunday Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday the 5th, and the Fresh Market at Hyde Park,
mm-hmm.
on Snow Avenue,
yep.
is going on from 10 to 4.
Nice.
And those, Saturday.
And those are great places to go and visit your mother, spend time with your mother at those marketplaces. That's a great experience as well. And Renee, I also have on May 4th. From 8 to 12 a.m., JR Sports Pub with the Sean Brown Band locally. A great,
yes,
great,
right.
great group. Sean Brown Band on May 4th at JR Sports Pub.
And also, 13 Ugly Men Derby Party is this the 4th at the Pier in St. Pete.
Okay.
And it is a fun thing. It starts at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets to support events.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that, Renee. Thank you for all that information. And we're down to 1 minute now. I'm going to replay the song, but I'm going to have a thank you, Renee. And thank you, everybody, for being here on the Shrinker Rap Show. Thank you, Ed. I'm going to leave today's segment, but I'm going to play the song again. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. And the next song that you're going to hear, and I'm going to play it again next week because we're short on time with the song, but it's Drops of Jupiter from Train. That song is about his mother, and it's a great Mother's Day for those of you who are not with your mother, but you feel them with your heart. So I'm going to play Sicka next week. Have a great week.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Let's go!
Police in Portland have arrested students on campus as more protests and